Welcome to the podcast, the audio diary of Daniel Wirth. All right, welcome to the inaugural episode of the podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wirth, as it said in the intro. And I used to host the Open Source Musician podcast for a number of years, and I stopped that, mostly because it was a single topic niche podcast. And I just kind of got sick of talking about one thing, and I'm into a very diverse amount of things. And I started being more involved at my union hall, teaching classes, and I got into some other stuff and took advantage of the extra time, not podcasting. But I'll be honest, I kind of missed it, and so I wanted to start another podcast that is really just an audio diary. It's not going to be like a radio show, or it's not Mark Maron or a big show like that. It's just going to be me talking about all the random crap that I'm into. And I imagine either nobody will listen, or a few people that already know me will listen, or if people do find it, it'll be more topic-specific things. It's not, you know, if I didn't get any listeners, it wouldn't hurt my feelings. The idea is that I wrote a Python script that basically takes care of all the stuff I hated doing before when I podcast, that really took up all my time. And so if I can just record a show directly, I'm recording now using my Zoom H4, which I've had for years, and directly into it. And if I can just throw that into my computer, copy it over to a folder, run a script, and move on with my day, I think I could keep up with a regular schedule on a podcast. The problem before was all the effort that it takes to convert it to MP3 and tag it and do all the other crap that is needed to do, that I never found time for that or enjoyed it. So I wrote this Python script. It's about 158 lines, or exactly 158 lines of code. It uses the Bato library for Python. And it that allows you to interface with the Amazon services, and specifically Amazon S3, which everything for the podcast is hosted through. So if nobody listens, I'll basically just have the transactional costs of uploading to the server, and that's pennies. And then I don't have to have yearly or monthly or weekly subscriptions or pay for expensive bandwidth. And then if millions of people listened, it wouldn't be that expensive either. So the idea was quick and easy and not expensive. So basically, once I throw it in a folder, it's an MP3 right out of the gate. And I use a library called PyDub, which I have notes kind of roughly scrolled down, and I didn't write that one down. PyDub is used to normalize the audio and then add an intro MP3 and an outro MP3. And it's real simple. It lets you concatenate audio files and kind of treat them like almost like strings in Python, really. You can kind of cut and chop them and do things with them. Pretty neat library. I already said the Bato for uploading it to Amazon. The ID3... EYED3 Python library for doing the MP3 tagging, so it has the right tagging in the actual audio file. I use PodGen to generate the RSS feed, Feed Parser in Mako that then reads the RSS feed and generates a HTML static web page with the show on it. And then I use the Facebook Python library, the Twitter Python library, and the Mastodon Python library to automatically generate posts that contain a link to the audio in the case of Twitter. And then on Mastodon, you get a little more complete experience. So it posts the feed URL, the homepage URL, and the actual audio file URL. And that makes it pretty easy. Other than that, the workflow is really, once you throw the MP3 into the folder, you run the script. The script does the tagging, or does the normalization, adds the intro and outro, tags it, then moves it into an upload folder. And this allows me to do, like, I could dump 5 shows into that folder and it'll go through one at a time. When it does the upload folder, it'll prompt you for the name, the title of the show, and then show notes. And those are just entered down the command line. It saves the title and the show notes in a text file. Then it, like I said, it moves the MP3 then into an upload folder and copies the text file out to a feed folder, which is kind of like the archive that's saved locally. And it uploads, it then scrolls through the upload folder, and if there's anything to upload, it uploads it. And that's what triggers posting to social media. Once it's done with that, it then crawls through the archive folder and generates a RSS feed of all the audio files that are in there using the links that it has from Amazon, and attaches the title and the show notes from the text file that goes with it. So later, if I ever wanted to update the show notes, I could just update the one text file, and then when it regenerates the feed, all the show notes get automatically updated. And then once it's uploaded, it copies it into the archive folder. Then it scrolls through and makes the feed. I said that. And then it downloads the feed into the feed parser, generates the HTML, and good to go. And I move on and eat lunch. So hopefully I get to do this more often. There's tons of stuff I want to talk about. I'm into so much. I'm into programming, and I'm a detailer and a pipe fitter. So I draw on AutoCAD and Revit all day long. I teach AutoCAD classes. I teach steam and hydronic systems. I like archery. I carve. I do some pen and ink art. I do some digital art lately because I got a Wacom tablet that me and my daughter are playing around with. I'm into calligraphy. You name it. I know how to weld. I'm handy with my hands. I love backpacking. I've made all my own backpacking gear. Very outdoorsy. There might be some politics stuff. I don't know. Generally, I'll pick a topic and have a kind of a singular topic show, not multi-topics. There's no segments or anything like that. And then if you want to skip the show, if you read the show notes and it's something, hey, I wasn't into this, but I'm into when he talks about this, right on, listen. If not, don't listen. All this is my opinion. It's stuff I'm into. Some people might find it useful. Some people might not. And I really am going to heavily police any community, if any community comes up around the podcast. I'm interested in well-reasoned conversation and arguments. And I'll argue with anyone if they have thought-provoking counter-arguments or well-reasoned opinions. But I'm not going to get into trollish behavior or people being rude. And so I didn't like that when I did the old show, I felt like I had to be more democratic. This one's not like that. This is my opinion. If you don't like it, just don't listen to the show. It's not any skin off my back. This is not for profit or anything. So hope you enjoyed the first episode and found it interesting. And I look forward to making more. That's it for this podcast. You can find me on Mastodon at Pipeman Music, on Facebook as Daniel Worth, and on Twitter as Pipeman Music.